She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And we are live today, and I am very excited about that. Thank you for joining us. The show today is sponsored by Chapman Tucson. Chapman, thank you for your support and for doing the great things that you do in our community in many ways, including the dedicated work of your Chapman Going Green team, of which I am a part. I love being a part of making a difference at Chapman and in the community. Once again, I am incredibly excited about my guests for this show today for many reasons. Her name is Haley Thomas, and she is all about healthy eating, healthy cooking, and she is on a mission to spread the word to kids all over the country and, in fact, the world about these topics. And did I mention that Haley is 12 years old, soon to be 13, those teenage words that I don't like to say because my granddaughter is going to be one too, can't be happening. And when we get into discussing what Haley has already accomplished in her very short time here on Earth, hopefully it will not only impress you, which I am sure it will, but it'll encourage you to make changes in your own lives and inspire you to make a difference in the ways that you may never have dreamed of about healthy eating and healthy cooking. So welcome, Haley. We're so glad to have you here in studio and to be a part of Mrs. Green's World. We've been looking forward to this.
Thank you. I have too. It's really an honor.
It's going to be great. It's going to be such a pleasure. So I have to do a couple of quick announcements for the people that make Mrs. Green's World possible. I am a proud member of the Mrs. Green's World of the Dream Vision 7 Radio and Castle Rock Radio Networks, where my shows can be heard weekly. And a reminder to everybody that we interview guests from around the country every Saturday at noon, Arizona time. And you can hear us at MrsGreensWorld.com. And we are iPhone and Android friendly. So if you're out on the road, you can tune in as well. All the podcasts for my show are on my website. Very quickly, we try to get them up. And of course, my usual reminder to connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. And if you have questions, email me info@MrsGreensWorld.com. And my wonderful person that makes my life work, Kelly King, will get it back in touch with you. And a short word about one of our national sponsors, EcoBella. It's always easy for me to tie EcoBella into our show's theme. Today, our show is about cooking and feeding your body healthy food. Well, this is just a reminder, folks, that our skin is our largest organ, and what we put on our bodies is quickly absorbed. So are you feeding your skin healthy stuff? I mean, really think about it. Are there pesticides and artificial dyes and other toxic ingredients in your skincare products? I never get tired of doing this shout out. It's a great question to ask yourself. It's a great question to ask about what you're putting on your children and to investigate. I have done my homework, as you can imagine, and you can be sure that if you use any EcoBella product, you don't have to worry about any of the things I just mentioned because they are the real deal. I encourage you to check them out, EcoBella with 2Cs.com. And of course, I say this every time, everyone loves a little bit of a discount. If you like what you see, and I can't imagine that you won't, use the code Mrs. Green on checkout and you'll get a 10% discount with your purchase. Now let's get on with the show. So let me embarrass you a little bit by your wonderful introduction that I get to do. You are nationally known. You have worked with top chefs. You have accomplished things. You're working with the Hyatt, like the Hyatt, not just the Hyatt Regency down the road. You have your own, another new food show that you're doing with kids. You started a program at the Y, and we are going to get into all of that because we do have time, not enough time, but we have some time. I always like to start in the beginning, like that song, and we try not to sing on the radio about let's start at the very beginning, but it is a good place to start. How did you get started, kiddo, on healthy eating and knowing that this is something you wanted to do with your life already and what you've accomplished? Where did it all begin?
Well, it really began in the kitchen, just loving to cook with my mom and helping with, like, mixing really simple things. And from that, over the years, I gained more skills and, you know, chopping and how I, and measuring and, you know, determining how much seasoning I should put. And all of those skills really helped me a lot. And I really enjoyed it so much that I kind of wanted to know more information about it. So I said, maybe I should watch a food documentary and see where my food comes from and how it grows. And, you know, I really wanted all of that information. So I watched the food documentaries with my little sister, and we learned a lot, and we became really knowledgeable about where it came from, you know, GMOs, pesticides, all of those things. And it really helped me a lot. And then over the years, I realized how childhood obesity was, you know, affecting our nation largely. And so I decided to start our cooking show with my little sister, just starting with...
Now, what is your little sister's name? Let's just say it on the air.
Her name is Nia.
Nia. And Nia is here with us in studio. And you can say, hi, Nia. Oh, the microphone isn't on, so that's okay. But Nia's here, and she's listening to every word. And it's wonderful for you to acknowledge her. And I can't wait for the Haley and Nia show. It's going to be happening. But, I mean, when she got out of the car, I said, oh, my God, I thought Haley was a lot taller than that. It was her. So it was fun for me. Okay, so you're talking about things that a lot of, if there is such a thing as an average 12-year-old, my granddaughter is one that certainly knows what a GMO is. She certainly, her mother feeds her organic. What kinds of things did you believe would start you on your journey to help other kids at 12? You might be preventing them from getting juvenile diabetes. You might be preventing them from or lowering their scale on the autism spectrum because there are so many things related to healthy diet. When did you know that, you know, you started in the kitchen, you started chopping and all of that, which I'm still working on at 62, and you knew something was going on? What was there a point when you said, wow, this is, I got asked to be on X, so I know this must be what I'm supposed to do. What was the first thing?
I believe the first thing was just finding out, like, all of the really terrible childhood obesity statistics, and that just kind of really drew the line for me, and that I needed to help inspire my peers to do something and fix the problem, because it's just, it's affecting almost everyone, and not only kids, but adults too. And so we need to educate the kids so they can educate their parents if they don't know. And, you know, starting with the kitchen always helps. It's a stepping stone to other healthy lifestyle choices. So I just realized that, hey, we need to get out there and do some things for the kids in the community. And so we started doing, like, cooking demonstrations with different children's organizations, and that went really well, and the kids loved it, really, especially getting it from a kid. So, you know, kids talking to kids doesn't sound like a lecture compared to...
Really getting excited. It's not the expert. It's you telling us, okay, I love that concept, and I get it. I really get it. So what about there's a lot. There's so much that you know and so much that I know now in my journey as Mrs. Green. Do you have opinions yourself that you're willing to share about things like, is it really important to eat organic? The next one I want to ask you about, where do you stand on meat? Like, do you think it's bad to eat red meat? Is it okay? Should we eat less? So I have about five questions in there. So let's just stop at those two. About organic and then about red meat in your diet.
Well, for organic, I think it not only tastes better, but it is better for you. You know, less genetically modified things inside their pesticides. And, you know, you can tell the difference between an organic piece of lettuce and a non-organic piece of lettuce. And kids enjoy organic versus non-organic. And it just has this fresh, lively flavor that's great for you, and it has more nutrients because it's not, you know, loaded with all that junk. So definitely go organic, but if you can't, still go for more fruits and vegetables, even if it's non-organic, because it's better than the burger that you're going to get at those fast food restaurants or the fake tomato.
It's not real food. That's what I tell people. It's like, it's not real food. It's really interesting to kind of go full circle in my journey. I had this woman on my show about 2 years ago named Lori David, and she's married to Larry David, that Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's a crazy guy. I think he's really crazy. And he was the producer of Seinfeld. And Lori David was on my show, and she was the producer of An Inconvenient Truth, the movie about global warming with Al Gore. The only thing she wanted to talk about was the family dinner, because she believes that sustainability for the planet starts in the kitchen, cooking with your kids and eating together as a family. So it's interesting. She had to go a long time on her journey, and you're at 12 starting to pump up the volume for that. I think it's great. Now, what about eating red meat? Do you want to weigh in on that? Do you think plant-based is the way to try to go mostly?
Yeah, I think that plant-based is the best, but, you know, having a piece of steak every once in a while wouldn't be terrible, but just don't eat that every day, like, you know, beef burgers every day for lunch, and that's what happens a lot in schools for school lunches. They just eat tons of meat over and over again every day, and so that just clogs up your arteries, and so just in moderation, really, but I love seafood, and that's great.
I was
going
to ask you about that. I just came back from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. I have visions of you presenting next year, and I'm barely kidding. It was for a Sustainable Foods Institute, and I was there for almost 5 days. But they have a program called Seafood Watch, which helps everyone in the country decide where they source their seafood, and they have these little brochures. I brought one for you if you don't have one. I really did. But how do you feel about the importance of trying to get people to that next step of really understanding not just where their general food comes from, but their seafood? Is there something there that you take a stand on?
Not in particular, like, not particularly seafood, but definitely knowing where your food comes from in general. That's something that I focus on a lot, and, you know, you don't want the fruits and vegetables from the factory, you want it from the garden, and so that's why it's important to teach your peers and adults as well to learn how to maybe have a container garden, and then from there they can go on to having a larger garden with fruits and vegetables. And so for the seafood, I think that's a really great concept, though, to be able to source where your seafood comes from.
Know where it is, because you might not be eating the thing that they say it is on the can or in the package. There has to be a little dolphin. Know that no dolphins were killed in the getting of this this seafood. But you make a good point about everything in moderation, and I think that's important too. So I have to ask this, since I'm a certified chocoholic. What do you say about sweets? I mean, it is a huge thing for me, and I know what I've migrated to, but I want to see what you, a foodie expert, me not a foodie expert, says about if you're going to eat sweets, what should you have on hand, or what is a little bit safer or better to eat?
Definitely dark chocolate.
Yes, I want to ring the bell. Good answer. Yay. Okay, dark chocolate. I've migrated to that.
Yeah, dark chocolate has so many health benefits, and it's about the healthiest sweet you could possibly eat, really. And if you really want to eat the ice cream and the cake, I'd say don't do that a lot. Maybe 3 times a year.
Oh my, this is tough. This is really tough, but that's really good advice. And what happened to me is I was a milk chocolate person, and once you start eating dark chocolate and you eat milk chocolate, it's awful. It's too sweet. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't even eat this anymore. So it does work. I have to say that I can do it. Okay, what do you say to people, and I'm sure you hear this, that people say to you, kids might say it, because 12-year-olds today are not like when I was 12, okay? We just all know that. But kids are more aware, many of them, and moms do a lot of the cooking still. What do you say to them when you hear, I'm too busy? It's just easier for me to whip something out, pick something out of the freezer, stick it in the microwave. I think there are good answers for that, and I think you have answers for that. So why don't you tell us what you say? Don't go through the drive-through, because that might take you 20 minutes. Here's what you can cook in 20 minutes.
So for the drive-through thing, I mean, you're wasting gas, right?
Don't drive through.
And also, you know, there's so many different things that you could do for, you know, your dinner, your lunch, your breakfast. Definitely smoothies is one of my favorites to do when you're in a rush. You just go ahead and put some things in a blender and mix it up, and there you have it. You can walk out the door with it, which is really great. Also, like, simple salads, just maybe I like apple orchard salad, so you just cut up some apples, walnuts, feta cheese. And
walnuts are so good for you. I had no idea how good they were for you. I like them, but so I went to this food institute, and there was a man who owns a walnut farm above San Francisco, and he was talking about the nutritional benefits of walnuts if you're eating, you know, organic, healthy walnuts. Okay, so smoothie. I have to ask you, kiddo, give me some of your favorite smoothie ingredients, because we have, that's another thing that we're getting an A plus on, is Mr. Green makes really good smoothies. Notice I didn't say Mrs. Green, but it's okay. It's like we're eating healthier as a family. So what do you put in your smoothies, you guys? What are you smoothieing up in the kitchen?
Well, one of our favorites, we do like a peanut butter and jelly smoothie.
What?
So, just like organic, unsalted peanut butter, and then some grapes and, some vanilla almond milk, and there you have it. It's just really great, and, you know, it beats having the bread and everything with
a peanut
butter and jelly.
If we were on TV, you'd see my jaw dropping. A peanut butter and jelly smoothie, that has to be on the menu. I love it. So it's, oh my gosh, so unsalted peanut butter, just peanuts. Can you just do it with peanuts?
Well, I mean, you could.
You can tell I'm not spending a lot of time in the kitchen.
But, yeah, just if you want to go get the little container with the peanut butter in there, unsalted and organic, just plain. And
then, grapes?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. And vanilla milk.
And you can add, like, protein powder, like vanilla protein powder for...
Right, right. And again, make sure, because a lot of people have so many intolerances, which I, of course, believe is from the compromised food supply. Our bodies have gotten so compromised. We're, you know, gluten-free, celiac disease, all of these things because of what we have been eating, what we've been feeding ourselves. Okay. Why do you want them to listen to your message? Is it really the most important thing for you? You talked about childhood obesity. I think that is such a good point. Diabetes, epidemic proportions. So you come from a place of, let's eat healthier. It's more fun. It'll be less taxing on the healthcare part of it, because that's what happens. So many kids are sick. Migraines. I mean, there's so many things that kids are getting that we didn't get as kids because we ate healthy. So that's your message. Eat healthy because you'll be happier, healthier. I mean, it sounds very simple, but millions of Americans don't do it. The numbers aren't looking really good. Okay, let's switch a little bit. I have to see how much time we have because I have pages and pages of questions. I think it's really important on many levels, not just because you're a star in many ways, because you are. You have to own that. And you have a mother, I think, who really grounds you, and you don't come in, you know, with your entourage and snapping the pictures, which is, well, you kind of did, actually. We're all laughing about it. It's like, we like that. The entourage came in. You're going to see pictures of it on Facebook. I'd love to, like, oh my gosh, they brought the family. But you have spent time. I don't really start. I want to kind of leave the best to last, so maybe we'll do that after the break, and you and I know who we think the best to last is. But upcoming, you have some things with, like, seriously, Deepak Chopra? Really? I'm serious. So tell us a little bit about how that happened. It's Sages and Scientists Symposium, to which Mrs. Green is not invited. I'm just kidding, but tell me about that. So you're a sage. At 12, I agree. So what are you going to be doing with Deepak, your new best friend?
Well, basically at this symposium, I'll be presenting my whole journey, sort of kind of like this.
How wonderful.
And it's going to be like a huge honor for me, and to be able to share my my journey with everyone there is really going to be great, not only to inspire other kids that, you know, you don't have to fight for childhood obesity, but that you can get on the stage and share your journey through whatever you're fighting for. And so that's going to be a lot of fun, but I'm just really grateful for the opportunity.
You think? How did it happen? How did it come about? Did he see you on other things? Did you have a personal connection? Was it all your hard work being recognized because you're being picked up on Twitter? How did it happen? Because it is truly an honor. There's no joking about about that because he has such a global impact on what people do and how they live their lives, and you're going to be a part of that. How did it come about?
Well, I actually gave a speech at the Clinton Foundation's Health Matters Conference, and I got to sit on a panel with Deepak Chopra and Jillian Michaels and a few other Olympic medalists, so that was an honor to start, but really... So,
Jillian Michaels, yeah. Like the shredder that I do, like she, the 30-day shred. Oh my gosh, she's like one of my heroes. And you were sitting on stage with her.
Yes.
Is she just totally buff and in shape?
Yeah, she is.
I figured, man, I look at her and she kills me. No matter how many times I do that 30-day shred, it feels like it's the first time over and over. So then because of your presentation, it led to this invitation that you're going to present. Do you get, we have to go to break in a minute, but when we come back, I just want to ask a little bit about the content of that presentation and how you prepare for it and who the audience is going to be. Okay, everybody, I know that you're having as much fun as I am. And not only that, learning some really magnificent things out of the mouths of babes. And I don't mean you're a babe. Yes, you are, but we're not going to talk about that. Haley Thomas, who is... a wonderful spokesperson for children, healthy eating, healthy cooking, and she is on a mission to spread the word to kids all over the country and all over the world. Please stay here with me. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And when we come back, Haley, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the things that you've gotten to do nationally, the programs you're starting here in Tucson, and some of the national boards you're on, because I think it's important. And I know that some other 12-year-olds listen to my show, as well as important adults that are going to help spread the word. Please stay here with me. Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Can you predict the future? The reality is we can't, but we can be ready for it. Funded by the National Science Foundation, researchers at the University of Arizona are working on a $3 million project to study the monsoon and learn about our changing desert weather, climate, and ecology. Such knowledge will help guide us to a more sustainable future, not just for our desert, but for the world. Now that's thinking ahead. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
It's got advanced technology. It's got major breakthroughs in technology everywhere you look. It's the 2013 Honda Accord. Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I want to share with you that after nearly 40 years of heritage, this is the most stunning Accord ever. The highly respected Automotive Magazine raves that the 2013 Honda Accord offers unparalleled talent of goodness. Please visit Chapman Honda at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson to check it out and see for yourself.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill, but I have a bigger reason to give. My brother, Jim. When Jim was just 6 weeks old, he had a stroke. He had to rewire his brain to do most things we all take for granted. Thanks to Goodwill, Jim has a job and a sense of purpose. You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill is the best thing that ever happened to Jim. Please donate today.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And not only are we telling you what to think. We're not telling you what to think today. We are giving you a lot of really great things to think about. My in-studio guest today with her family entourage, which thrilled me to death, is Haley Thomas. And Haley is all about healthy eating, healthy cooking, and she is truly on a mission to spread the word to kids all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. And it's kids and parents because they do come as a unit. But you're right when you said about kids teaching their parents, because a lot of what's happening in the world of sustainability is kids are learning things at home, and they're literally, in very respectful ways, I'm sure, calling out their parents. Why are you sending me to school with plastic bottles? Why are you putting my things in plastic containers? Why aren't we recycling? So now it's about healthy eating. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit when we went on break, which time is flying, about Let's just segue into what you're doing next. You're starting another program that's just starting in a partnership with the Y. And is it called The Happy Show?
It's The Happy Organization.
The Happy Organization. Like, how great is that? I went to something in L.A. at the Museum of Modern Art called The Happy Show. And it was all about happiness. So tell me about how that got started and how you came up with the name.
Well, HAPPY actually stands for Healthy, Active, Positive, Purposeful Youth.
Of course it does. Okay, I'm really getting a lot to think about. Haley, that's great. Say it again. HAPPY?
Healthy, Active, Positive, Purposeful Youth.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Did you make that up?
Well, me and my mom collaborated on the acronym.
Oh, my gosh. That is so... Oh, what a great acronym. Okay. So tell us about it. It's going to be at the YWCA here in Tucson. Kelly Fryer is just... rocking it up, man. She's the new executive director, and she's going to make things happen for them and all of us down there downtown. So tell us about that.
Well, we'll have different programs throughout the summer. We're actually starting a Little Chef's Garden program, which is a summer program. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We have kids coming out for the summer program, and every Saturday they'll go through different ways to interact with the garden and cook things up, also get active. So we're really excited about having the kids come out for that, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And what kind of things can you grow in Tucson in the summer? I think a lot of people think, oh, you can't grow anything in Tucson in the summer, but that's not true.
Well, I mean, we're just starting off with herbs right now. I mean, we just got our organization started, so we're just going to start small, but over the year we're going to improve on our garden space and what we put in it. So we're just really excited about that, and getting underprivileged kids out there learning about how important it is to have a healthy lifestyle, and also privileged kids as well, because we all need to know. So
we all need to know. You're right. But a lot of times the at-risk population gets left behind, and they're eating the fast food. And it's wonderful because they're the health of the planet, too. And kids love it. Like Manzo Elementary got the Greenest School in America Award, and they have an active, thriving garden and chicken coops, and they're eating fresh eggs. I mean, it's really awesome. I love to see that. Okay, so that's the HAPPY organization, which I'm going to have to memorize that acronym. I absolutely love it, and your partnership with the Y. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with the Hyatt Corporation. That's another really important one, where you're thinking globally, acting locally, and getting to be a participant nationally.
Well, with Hyatt, I basically am the youth spokesperson for their new For Kids by Kids menu. And basically on the menu, there's fun, fresh, and flavorful, as well as interactive menu items. So we have like really great like shake and chop chicken salads, where if you're going to incorporate your dressing, you pour it in and you put on this cute little cap, and then you shake it up, and well, they feel a part of the process because they incorporated the salad dressing themselves in a fun way. And you know, working with Hyatt has been a really great experience, and I can't wait to see what comes out of it. And we're launching a new summer menu, so that'll have all sorts of delicious things like salmon. So we're bringing that out, and we already have an all natural beef on the menu, which is great because on any kid's menu you won't see that at all. And it's in a great kid-sized portion, and everything is really kid-friendly, great flavors, but it's not chicken nuggets and french fries.
When you go to many places, and I'm a mother and a grandmother, you look at the kids' menu and you know the drill. It's chicken nuggets, which I don't think is real food at all. It's like, what is this? This is parts. And there's hot dogs and pizza. Now, my grandchildren, as a tribute to my daughter, they don't really look at the kids' menu too much. My grandson, he's a little bit of a bottom feeder like his grandmother, but we try. The two of us try really hard. But my granddaughter, she wants a salad. She wants something healthy. And so Liam does too. They crave salads. They eat fruit salads. They eat really healthy foods. But the kids' menu choices are pretty much still awful. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
It's great that Hyatt is really taking a step to make it more healthy and will give what one of my guests from Miraval, who's a nutritionist out there, talked about a rainbow. Eat from a rainbow of foods. If your plate looks all brown, you're probably in danger zone. You're in danger territory because you don't have anything red or green. It's just brown, like French fries and, and dark meat and all of that stuff. Okay, let's talk a little bit about your role as a youth advisory board member with the Alliance for a Healthier Generation. Tell us what that organization is and what you're doing with that. And then I'm going to ask you when you sleep at the end of the show. Sleep for sissies in your world. But go ahead. Tell us about Alliance for a Healthier Generation.
Well, the Alliance for a Healthier Generation is a national organization that hopes to combat childhood obesity by 2015. And so we have
a lot of work to do.
Yeah, we have quite a bit of work to do. But all of us board members are really working hard in our communities to inform kids that, you know, we probably should start eating healthier or, you know, we won't live as long as the adults in our lives. And so it's just a wonderful organization, and they give us youth advisory board members really great opportunities to get our voice heard. And so most of my speech opportunities have come out of the Alliance, and so I'd like to thank them for all of their encouragement and support for me and what I've been doing and all the opportunities they've given
me. How wonderful of you to do that and to acknowledge them. Is it an organization made up of adults and children, or is it focused on youth and healthy eating for youth? Tell us a little bit about the organization. Give them a little play on the radio, right?
So the Youth Advisory Board consists of all youth, and then there's wonderful staff that works on our yearly meetings and all of our conference calls that we have every month. And so, you know, we're a very connected group.
Very active.
We definitely know what's going on in each of our communities, and we share the things we've accomplished throughout the year, and It's just a really great organization, giving kids, you know, a platform to really get their voice heard and to do things in their community.
And, you know, I talk a lot now. I don't use this word a lot on the air, but integration of thought, because I'll have an expert on solar and an expert on organic and an expert on clean energy. When you go to these conferences, when you have a yearly meeting, are you noticing that they're integrating, like they're not using plastic bottles and they have compostable to-go containers? Is that message about the importance of looking at it all coming through with these organizations? Because I think that's important too, where there's not just, it's not just about the food we eat, about how it gets shipped and what it comes in. What is your observation about that, and is it changing?
I've actually noticed at most food conferences there's been like recyclable utensils and
great.
But there is a mix of plastic in there. But at the same time, they're trying pretty hard to make it where everything will just go towards the world and not, you know.
And it's not always easy. I mean, Sometimes you can't have pitchers of water if you have 500 people at a conference. Water bottles are what's going to work. They're starting to put in, some conferences give out a reusable container, and then they're putting in water things. But I'm glad to see that it's at least on the journey. Okay, what about your new online cooking show, Mix It Up with Haley? Tell us about that and when that got started and how it's going.
Well, we're launching it really soon, just gathering
so
episodes.
This is like you're hearing it on Mrs. Green's World.
Yeah.
Late breaking, okay.
And basically it's just going to teach kids how to get in the kitchen and, you know, healthy ways to, and healthy and simple ways to, you know, make your own meals, cook for your family, and just to educate them on how important it is to cook and to cook healthy, and then how easy it is. So it's just a sophisticated version of my my sister and I our old cooking show, Kids Can Cook. So
that is so great. So is it going to be, is there going to be a video component too? So you're going to be in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That's going to be really fun and exciting. How are you going to get the word out about it? Because you have a lot of national connections. Do you have a social media? And I know Norma Gentry will be doing press releases. She just thinks you're like the cat's meow, which you are. So what are you going to do to publicize it so that more kids are aware of it? Because I agree with you. Most kids love to cook. They like to be in the kitchen.
Well, I promoted at my school, of course, and also just through our different social medias like Twitter and Facebook. And so we're gathering our followers before we even launch the show just by taking pictures every morning of what breakfast I'm making and, you know, what dinner. And so we do that a lot to kind of amp up our social media fans to
get you up in the SEO search engines. And I don't think, I mean, there are people that are really, really concerned about health and healthy eating. So we're learning at Mrs. Green's World how to tag things right so that people can learn about the message we're doing. Haley, let me ask you this. It seems to me that you're the only one of your age that I'm aware of that's making this massive impact in the way kids eat. Have you come across other kids that you have a lot of admiration and respect for that are doing their own things in their areas and you're together pumping up the volume?
Not in Tucson, unfortunately, but we're definitely trying to get kids out there and helping me. But it's been a little bit of a struggle, so hopefully over time kids will realize that it's really important to kind of join forces and try to get rid of childhood obesity. But nationally, I know of Katie's Crops. She is amazing. She's actually given me a few garden grants, and basically her organization is to have all sorts of different gardens across the country that where kids can learn how to, you know, grow their own food. And so it's really great, and her accomplishments are amazing.
That's really great. And, you know, when I think about it, and I really didn't until I have had you here in studio, believe it or not, she who does not cook, and I'm not even ashamed to say that, I have someone that cooks great food. My mother was a great cook. It's okay. It's like everybody doesn't have that gift. I'm very good at eating. So tell me about you don't think about this, but there aren't, I love to watch cooking shows. Like I love Chopped. I love Top Chef. I love anything that's a cooking show. Do you think the possibility exists? How great would it be to have you on a Chopped, a kid's Chopped? That's kind of brutal. Like some of my friends are saying, why do you like Chopped? They chop you. But it's still good cooking, and they have the weirdest ingredients that they have to make food out of. Sometimes it makes me sick to my stomach. But what about a national kids show? Because I believe kids are really interested. My brother's a great cook. I forget the name of the show he watched as a kid. I couldn't stand it. I was, you know, probably playing with dolls or looking at boys or something. I was older than he was. So tell me about the national. Do you see it coming? Can you taste it? Can you feel it, so to speak?
It actually is coming, and it's in the works, and I'm involved in it. So,
and you can't say anything?
No, I can't.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Okay, that means repeat from a guest. Don't forget us, Haley, when you get that happening.
Never.
Come back to Mrs. Green's World so we can help you with the launch, because we're certainly growing in the impact we're having right here at the national headquarters, which will be the same for you. We're Tucsonans, and we've got a lot of really good things coming on. Okay, can you talk about your new partnership with Whole Foods? They're doing great things for the planet. We have a great new flagship store here that's beautiful, that's rocking it in terms of sales, healthy food. They're going to be a new sponsor of mine. So tell me what's happening with Whole Foods that's exciting.
Well, Whole Foods is going to provide kids, when I'm doing my demos, they'll provide healthy ingredients and organic. So that's great, so that the kids can see those products and know, hey, I can go and get these ingredients from here and it'll be good for me. And I'm just really grateful to have Whole Foods sponsoring all of my programs, and they provide little gift bags and stuff for the kids. So thank you, Whole Foods.
Thank you, Whole Foods. Like, shout out here, double shout out too. When you do demonstrations, are you going to be doing them in some of their locations?
Yes, we are definitely doing that at the Speedway location, and we're just really excited about getting this launched.
I really hope you'll let me know, because I would love to come to one. I mean, it's not that I'm going to start cooking, but I'd love to watch you. I don't want to make that false promise to anyone. How did that come about? Did you work and approach them, or were they aware of it? They're doing great things, especially with purchasing from local sources for their stores all over the country.
Yes, well, for the past few years, we've been wanting to work with Whole Foods for a while, and Norma had a few connections, so...
Of course she did.
We just decided to have a meeting and figure out what we could do.
That's great. So, yeah, we're gonna be watching that, and you can put it on Mrs. Green's Facebook page and on our events calendar. I think it's really a great thing. Now, we have about 2 minutes till the break, and I still don't want to talk about the great thing that you got to do. Let's build the excitement, right? I mean, I think it's really exciting. And I did want to ask you quickly while we fill the time, do you look at the website, the Environmental Working Group, where they publish the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15?
Yes.
Because that is really something when it comes out. I always write a newsletter about it. I Facebook, I tweet about it. And it really fits in with your message of not everybody can buy everything organic. But what they do is say, if you can, here's the Dirty Dozen, right, and you don't want to buy those. And you don't have to buy these, the Clean 15, because they're not filled with pesticides, insecticides, right, herbicides, and all other sides that you can't even stand thinking about. Okay, when we come back, we are having just this fabulous time-flying interview with Haley Thomas. I've got about 1 minute to say this again, and I don't ever get tired of it. Haley is all about healthy eating, healthy cooking, and she is certainly very obviously on a mission to spread the word to kids all over the country and, in fact, the world. When we come back, we are going to make that big announcement of one of the most exciting things she got to do, if you're sitting in my chair, and then talking about some of the challenges that you have. You know, like I said, I don't know if there's a normal 12-year-old anymore, because our world has changed so fast, but what do you do to stay grounded? What do you do to have fun? And then the last question will be about, what do we have to expect coming up soon? Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, please stay here with me. We'll be right back with more from Haley Thomas.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best. An Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say, using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook, and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. The 2013 VW Jetta TDI is the sedan people love to love. It comes with a zippy, turbocharged diesel engine that's 90% cleaner burning than previous diesel engines, and it goes farther on a tank of gas than a Toyota Prius. Chapman Volkswagen has a great selection of Jetta TDIs, so choose yours today at ChapmanTucson.com or in person at 4646 East 22nd Street in Tucson.
Can academic research really save the planet? This year, the University of Arizona took full ownership of Biosphere 2. With 5 ecosystems enclosed in over 7 million cubic feet of sealed glass, Biosphere 2 is a premier facility for environmental research, where the top minds in the world will come together to address some of humanity's greatest challenges, such as climate change. Now that's using your brains. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
You can save hundreds on home improvement by checking out Habitat for Humanity's Habastore. The Habit Store sells new and gently used home improvement items for pennies on the dollar. You can find cabinets, doors, windows, light fixtures, furniture, and much more. Plus, our inventory is constantly changing. You'll be saving money, and all the profits go to Habitat for Humanity Tucson, helping to build a better community. The Habit Store is located at 935 West Grant Road. You can reach us at 520-889-7200 or habitattucson.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And if you're not thinking a lot about what Haley Thomas, our in-studio guest, is sharing with us, wake up. You should be, because it's for the health of your own life, your family, and the health of the planet. That is what I call the integrated thought. Okay, Haley, before we go on to what it's like to be doing what you're doing, let's talk about the Little Chef's Garden again, because people tune in at different times. That's at the YWCA, and that's going to start on June 1st, which is a Saturday.
Yes.
Is it a week from today? Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm glad we got you, kiddo. And then the Whole Foods series, which is also wonderful. You know, they've had their issues nationally, but they're trying to clean everything they do. They're working in the right direction. So they're, I'm a big fan. And that is June 7th. At their Speedway location. Do you know what you're going to be cooking yet? I'm going to try to come.
Yeah, we're definitely thinking about what recipes to make, and it'll just be a surprise.
Well, I love it. You have to come to find out. So will there be samples?
Yes, of course.
Okay, that's what I really want to know. Okay, and I know not any dark chocolate, but I can bring my own, so it's okay. And make sure when you're getting your chocolate that it's fair trade also, because we don't want to have little slaves making chocolate. I've watched enough exposés about that. Okay, let's, before we run out of time, and we're going to hurry up into the close of the hour, I do want you to share, is it one of your biggest thrills that you got to be at the White House a couple of times, and how committed Mrs. Obama is to healthy eating? It's one of her biggest passions. Tell us about that.
Well, I definitely look up to the First Lady, especially for all of her work that she's done with kids in the country, really, and hosting all of the events. And so I actually entered the first ever Kids State Dinner Healthy Lunchtime Challenge, and I won for our state, and that was amazing getting to be there and you know, interact with the First Lady again, and also to meet the President. So that was definitely something
pretty
I will always remember.
Exciting that no matter what age you are, to meet the President of our country, I think is an honor. And the fact that it happens to be this one, who has his wife is very vocal about healthy eating and tries to impact legislation and really the school lunch program. I mean, she's doing as much as she can, and those wheels turn very slowly. I remember when the stuff came out about the school lunch program, you know, there were little victories, but certainly not enough from where I sit in terms of what we could have happen to start kids eating a rainbow of foods. Okay, so that's great. I didn't ring the bell, but I really wanted to. So you are a celebrity in your own right, and I think that you have to be careful about the use of that word, because it can go to people's heads, and some kids that have this much of the spotlight turn out to be real jerks. I mean, there's nothing else to say. They get an overinflated sense of self-importance. What keeps you grounded? You're obviously very grounded, very self-assured, but you certainly didn't come in here with a big head. Who's helping you with that?
Definitely my mom, but also just realizing that any kid could do this if they just have the right amount of effort and passion for whatever they want to talk about and, you know, enforce on their peers. And so I just don't think that I'm the only one who could do this. So many kids around the country are doing the same thing as me. And, you know, in the community, I just love to see other kids having an impact in the community, no matter what cause it's for. So
And one of the things that I noticed, even in this career for me, it doesn't feel like work. You love what you're doing, and there's a passion for it. So it's not like you're working hard at something. You're living your passion, and it came to you through what you were doing. So it's not a big burden, even though it is a responsibility now, because other kids are looking to you. So there's a nice mix there. What do you do about balancing school, because you are a full-time student at St. Gregory's, but you still travel a lot? What do you do about homework and balancing the presentations that you have to do? I mean, that's a lot for a 12-year-old.
Well, for school, my teachers are really flexible about when I have to go places, and they encourage me to go ahead and do those things, and I'm able to either work ahead or catch up when I get back, and so they don't pressure me too much about that, and that's really great, and I'm glad that they don't, because it would have been a huge mess for me.
So all that you have to do.
Definitely glad that they are flexible. The school really understands and encourages that I continue doing what I'm doing, and when I have to travel, I have to travel. So they just say, you know, check this website for your homework, and that's what I do.
I forgot that is the modern world. They put homework on a website. It's like, really? I'm not sure they had websites when I was ever traveling. What do you do in terms of your message to the kids at school? Are they aware of the stuff you're doing, and do they take advantage of you in a good way, like advantage of your being there and exposing kids in the school to the things that you're doing?
They definitely do. Some of my friends will, like, have, let's say, some chips or something. It'll be like, is this healthy? And then they'll have me read the label for them and show them how to read the label and tell them, you know, that's not real, and you know, way too much corn syrup or any of those things. And so they definitely use those kind of skills that I have.
And respect your opinion, which is really, really great. I mean, my daughter, I drink this one drink, and I still do it every day because I bought it, and so I'm going to finish it. It's a terrible thing to do, but I have like four more left. And she's 24, and she came home, and she read the ingredients because she is definitely on board. My kids eat far more healthier than I do, and I'm proud of them for that. But she said, Mom, you shouldn't be drinking this because there was an ingredient. It was about the fifth or sixth ingredient, but it's a bad sweetener, and that's not good for your system. So I learned from that, and I'm going to switch to something far more expensive but still cheaper than a latte, kombucha. I mean, I'm going to get organic kombucha because I need something in the morning every day in addition to a smoothie. Like 10 years ago, 32-ounce Diet Coke. That's what I used to drink. Now I tell people, how's that big toxic cocktail you're drinking working for you? Because that's what it is. It's like, and I still crave it. Addictive. And I don't do it. It's like, I just, 2 days ago, I wanted to order a Diet Coke, and I told the person I was with, and I said, don't let me do it. Don't let me do it. And I didn't. I got club soda with lemon. I was so proud of myself. Okay, what about social media? We were all laughing because everybody's here. We're getting pictures. We want to put it on Instagram. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm having a nervous breakdown. I'm like, I want to listen, but here, I've got to tweet this. And where are you finding is your most success in putting your efforts because of the importance of your message? I'm not doing anything to get famous. I'm doing it because I'm having guests like you on the show that I want kids to hear about. With you and your mom and planning and with Norma Gentry, where are you finding the most bang for your buck in terms of social media? Can you decide that yet?
Probably Facebook, because that's where it all really started for us, getting other people to know about Nia and I and our cooking show, our old cooking show. And so that really got it all started. And we just kind of posted a video on Facebook, and so many of our friends and family said, hey, you should make more of these. And so I think that Facebook definitely is a huge supporter and definitely helps with our, you know, getting our message out there. So.
And such an appropriate use of Facebook with you know, parents watching. Most of the parents I know are watching what their kids are doing. They're not letting them have hours and hours on the computer because it's not a good place to be. What do you say about exercise? This is kind of going off the grid a little bit from social media to exercise, but I wanted to ask you that earlier because when I was growing up, literally, we would go home, get our homework done, and go out to play for hours. Well, that's not the real world anymore. Kids don't go to their neighborhood school, but they're bused, they're going longer distances, there's all the issues about safe neighborhoods. We're pretty lucky. We have some kids that ride bikes all the time, but I mean, Haley, I never sat down after I got home from school. What do you incorporate anything? I know it's 70% diet and 30% exercise. That's pretty much what the experts say. But do you try to encourage that? How do you even have time to do anything that's not sitting and cooking and making preparations for your next big speech somewhere?
Well, just having self-motivation to really say, hey, I probably should exercise today. I haven't done it in a while, or sign up for like after school activities that'll get you
sports.
Active.
Yes. That's a really good idea too. That's what my niece does. She's in a couple of sports, and because we used to have gym. We don't even have gym in school anymore. PE, whatever they call it. I don't know if St. Gregory's does, but
yeah,
a lot of schools had to eliminate that because it was a budget cut and they needed to buy paper instead. Okay, can we talk for a little bit about I know that you have secrets that you can't tell us yet, so we're going to make you come on another show. What would you like to start working on? There's a TV series. What about writing a book? Is that in your future? Because
yes.
Kids' cookbooks, they love them. I give them for presents. So is that something you and your sister, will it be a joint effort?
Yes, we are
co-authored.
Working on that.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's great.
Works right now.
That's great. So what do you think is the most challenging part of your life right now, personally and professionally, because you are a professional? What do you think some of the challenges are? Are they time management? Are they deciding what it is you want to write about, cook about, get the message out about? What are some of your challenges?
One of my challenges is definitely like traveling a lot. I don't like it when I can't bring my family with me, and so that is pretty hard for me a lot of the time, but I'm trying to learn how to cope with it and to realize that it's just how it's going to be. But we are getting my sister in on more trips, and so that's really great, and hopefully we'll get the family in all of the trips in the future. So.
I think that's definitely coming for you. And one of the things that is, I think, ironic, I've been traveling a lot more. I'm a grandma. I've been going to things by myself, and it doesn't change. I want my family with me. If my husband can come or one of my kids, and my team is my family. I have a great team. And on this last trip to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, they were gracious enough to host Kelly as well. And it was a matter of asking. But I don't like showing up by myself and not being able to have family. I mean, you usually can get to bring your mom, I'm sure. But not having your fun sister, and I know she's fun. I could tell from the minute she walked in the door. And just having her, she's a part of what you're doing and what you want to do. And it's also a part of the message. It's about family eating and family dining and eating healthy. Okay, what call to action would you like to take? We have about, I think, 4 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about go back to revisiting or things you haven't mentioned. I love to end the show with calls to action. If a lot of this overwhelmed you and you're listening and you're thinking, I'm really busy, I'm still going to do fast food, I can't cook, give us a couple, like maybe one or two or three things of the best Haley Thomas and family advice on the takeaway from this show that people can start doing that are simple.
Definitely just to get into the kitchen. It's really easy. It's not hard. You shouldn't stare at the kitchen and think this is going to be a challenge. Just get in there and dump some things in a bowl and see what happens. And that's what makes it fun, what makes it a fun experience. And, that's what I do. I just go in the kitchen, grab some chicken and put different seasonings on it. And, great creations could come out of that, or maybe bad creations could come out of that. But that's what's fun about it, is just
seeing
what happens. And make
it fun. It's not a burden. That's a great piece of advice. Just get in the kitchen. That's great. Or really live with someone who's great in the kitchen and eat their healthy food.
And just step outside the box.
Step outside. Is smoothies another one that you'd say to people?
Yes. Smoothies are simple and delicious. And, you could mix it with any kind of your favorite fruits. And, you know, if a kid doesn't like any other fruits except strawberries, make a strawberry smoothie.
Taste like a milkshake without a lot of garbage in them. I mean, really, my husband makes such great smoothies. I'm like, what is this? This is healthy for me to be eating. It's the only way that I can get kale down. I can trust you on that one. I'm not a big kale fan. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. I can't believe it. There's the music. Tell us your website.
So you can go to thehappyorg.org, and that's where you can find out all the information about the programs that I'm doing and more about me.
Happyorg.org, and you certainly made me happy. Next week, Rod Shug from Yakutat, Alaska, sharing us with the energy challenges for this landlocked community and what he's done to connect with experts from all around the country to explore alternative energy. Make it a great green week. Haley Thomas, wonderful you, wonderful family. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's world.